This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It is Memorial Day, a federal holiday in the United States for mourning the United States military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. The observance has been recognized since 1868. Authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska are reporting a mass casualty incident overnight where at least two people are dead and many others are believed to be injured after multiple vehicles crashed and rolled into a crowd of people. The incident occurred at the AmeriCruise event. Twitter user Elijah Herbal.
Oh my God!
Some people were reported to be underneath the crashed vehicles. The National Weather Service has now confirmed that tornadoes touched down in at least two locations in south-central Pennsylvania at the start of the weekend. Investigators have confirmed the presence of damage from funnel clouds in Lancaster and Franklin counties. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The policy by the Biden administration to discontinue America's energy independence has resulted in serious consequences.
Outsourcing of consumer goods and jobs is a huge concern for Americans as inflation and gas prices continue to surge. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds joins Fox's Sunday Morning Futures to weigh in.
Millions of Americans suffer every single day trying to figure out how they're putting gas in their car and also how they're going to put food on the table. This is the reality of what happens if you follow his economic plans. They are disastrous for our country. They empower China primarily. And also, if you look at food and that food prices are up, one of the reasons food prices are up is because fertilizer is a derivative of oil production.
This comes as President Biden launches an economic partnership with India. Pacific countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Napa County Sheriff's Office is reporting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was arrested and charged with DUI after being involved in a collision Saturday night. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was arrested after attempting to cross State Route 29 in his 2021 Porsche that was hit by a 2014 Jeep. No injuries were reported. A Memorial Day thank you by 40, President Reagan.
In America, cities and towns today, flags will be placed on graves and cemeteries. Public officials will speak of the sacrifice and the valor of those whose memory we honor. I have no illusions about what little I can add now to the silent testimony of those who gave their lives willingly for their country. Words are even more feeble on this Memorial Day. For the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who in return loved their countrymen enough to die for them. Yet we must try to honor them, not for their sakes alone, but for our own. And if words cannot repay the debt we owe these men, surely with our actions, we must strive to keep faith with them and with a vision that led them to battle and a final sacrifice.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, as we honor this hallowed day of America, Memorial Day. And by keeping the past alive, Memorial Day can help us save the future. This is something that was written in the Federalist and featured at AmericanFaith.com. And John Fleetwood joins us now. He is double timing it this week for us, and we're happy to have him back. He's the managing editor for American Faith, pitch hitting for Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, John, good to be having you back again. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be here, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, this day is such a hallowed day for me, and my audience has heard me say time and again, I don't know a better way to offer a salutation for Memorial Day. Traditionally, we say Happy Memorial Day, but there's just something to me that just is doesn't feel right, because it's such a hallowed day that, you know, when you say Happy Memorial Day, then it's like, oh, okay, let's have fireworks, let's do barbecues and one day special sales and all the retail operations and all this. And what gets lost in translation in that process is the significance and the hallowness of this day, which are the dead and the Gold Star families that you know about as well, John, that have paid the ultimate price for us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today. And almost, and I say that as a bit of a double-edged sword, you know, some of us enjoy the freedoms that we have today, and some of us are rather frivolous about those freedoms, and that's what threatens the America that we know and love and that we defended for those of us that have served our country.
Amen. You know, a country is only as great as its soldiers, and America is the greatest country in the world because we have the greatest soldiers in the world. I'm reading through the news, Bill, and I'm reading the Palm Beach Post, and they give us this really saddening fact, and you say something doesn't feel right on Memorial Day, and I think this might be part of it, Bill. The annual number of veteran suicide deaths has exceeded 6,000 each year since 2008. So, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I think it's absurd that we sent $40 billion in aid to fund the military-industrial complex via the Russia-Ukraine conflict. But meanwhile, we've got 6,000 deaths each year over of these wonderful, wonderful soldiers that we have. So I would just, like I'm going to do today, I'm going to use this Memorial Day to reach out to my local representative and tell them that 6,000 is just too many veteran suicides. It's just way too many, and we need to do something about it now. So what I'm going to tell them, like this Palm Beach Post article said, what we need to say is there needs to be more veteran suicide prevention efforts on those, especially with suicide abuse, substance abuse disorders, and especially when there's other mental health issues going on there. So again, I that's what I'm going to be doing. I hope more people do that. And again, I just say I'm so thankful and proud. It's really an honor to live in a country that has the caliber of soldiers that we do. So all the freedoms that we get, we really need to give back to those soldiers by doing something about that suicide rate, Bill.
Exactly. Well, a lot that happens in the military is not quite understood unless you've served in the military,
mm-hmm.
unless you've been in a combat zone, and unless you truly have experienced yourself the effects of PTSD. You know, being shot at, watching, you know, there, your buddy next to you being killed in ways that you can't even imagine, that are so horrific, that live in the hearts and minds of these soldiers till the day they die. See, but, you know, today, John, less than 1% of America serves in the military. And it's not my wish that everybody go and experience a combat zone. That's not the case. My wish is that if we had more people participating in the freedoms, in defending the freedoms of this country, in serving in the military, whatever capacity it is, whether you're in one of the branches of service or you are doing something to serve the country for a minimum of 2 years, you know, kind of like what they do in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, everybody, you know, because you have skin in the game, and it gives you a different perspective, you know. But if you're out there, you know, it might quell some of the disruption, you know, that's out there, where people kind of, you know, are following the wrong lead and being a disruptive force as opposed to a force for good. It says, okay, look, we are going to, at the end of the day, no matter what organization we're associated with, it is to make America stronger and better. In its true, genuine context, not somebody's perceived narrative of what makes America better. Because, you could argue that Joe Biden right now, though, at least from my humble viewpoint, has got it all wrong. I mean, he's moving in a direction that is antithetical to what our founding fathers envisioned for the country. It is more in line with what Barack Obama had envisioned for our country. And before Barack Obama, it was William Ayers. Before William Ayers, there were other revolutionaries that were antithetical to America. They've all followed suit. They're socialist, Marxist-driven. And I know sometimes when people hear that, they go, oh, gosh, Bill, there you are with this Marxist conspiracy stuff. Well, call it what you want. The proof is in the pudding. I mean, look at the fruit from the trees that they are planting here. You know, I don't see America becoming more free. I see America becoming more and more enslaved ever since, and especially since Barack Obama, you know, made it quite clear that there was going to be a fundamental transformation of America. Fundamental, and people applauded it. I go, what are you applauding? What does it mean, the fundamental transformation? Well, now under Joe Biden, I mean, you got a little bit of an idea with Barack Obama, but he was so charismatic and charming. And, of course, the media gave him so much cover that people just couldn't believe that he had connections, though his father and his mentors and everything had connection with communists and Marxists. You know, that was all set aside. You know, we couldn't find anything about that. All the background of Barack Obama had been sealed up, and there was no way you were going to find out, you know, Barack Obama's early life and the things that would expose him, you know, for the Marxist that he is. So we bought into that. And so this is what we've been groomed to believe, and now comes Joe Biden to double down and finish up what Barack Obama was unable to do in 8 years. And here America goes, they're sitting here going, this doesn't make sense. We have oil. We gave up our oil independence. We gave up energy independence for what? You know, to release all our leverage so that we could be, you know, easily and malleable fit for a one world government march brought to you by the World Economic Forum, right?
That's absolutely right. It all roads lead to the World Economic Forum, Bill.
See, but you and I are conspirators. We're all tinfoil hat wearing conspirators is what some people see it as. But look at what's going on. I mean, out of Davos. I mean, you even talked about it last week. I mean, here we have the CEO, Norwegian CEO of finance, saying, "Hey, look at you got pain is a coming, and that's the price you pay to get through this transition." What a vision, right?
They say we need to accept it, like the little peons we are. You need to accept it, Bill. That's what they're demanding of us.
Well, I think in the name of Memorial Day, the hallowed day that it is, I think they underestimate the power and force of the American people. More from John Fleetwood after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action. Back, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after. John Fleetwood is with us. John is the managing editor for American Faith. You know, we were just talking about, the reality of where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. The threat to our democratic republic, the elites, what they want to get away with us, and how they want us to believe, like they're so special. And John and I talked about this last week, is that, look, if you think that guns are the problem, then go ahead and be the change that you want everybody else to follow. drop your guns. Drop, right, John?
That's right.
I mean, let Nancy Pelosi set aside her guns, her security guards, and everybody else. You drop your guns. Go be the change that you want to see in others, and example that for us, what that looks like. How far do you think that's going to get?
Well, Nancy Pelosi, by the way, her husband just got a DUI over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Kind of buried by the mainstream news, but it's getting out there. I mean, why is it, Bill, that we've got guns protecting Congress, guns protecting especially all these leftist politicians who say we need more gun control and we need to have less guns in America, less, you know, quote-unquote assault weapons? Why don't they give up their guns? Mm-hmm. Why is it that they're protecting themselves? Why do we have guns protecting banks? Why do we have guns protecting jewelry stores? Why do we have guns protecting Congress? But for when it comes to our kids, we got to keep it a gun-free zone. But criminals, by definition, they're not going to follow the rules. So you put up a sign that says, oh, there are no guns allowed on this campus, that's fine. You put up that sign. But criminals, by definition, aren't going to listen to that. They're going to find a way to get guns and get weapons and take advantage. But your point's the biggest one, and that's how you know that these politicians, even some of these Republicans, are pushing for gun control now. Of course, guys like Kinzinger says he's open, you know, these rhinos, these Republicans in name only. Even Kinzinger saying, I'm open to more gun control. They talk and they talk and they talk in order to promote, just move their political ball forward, but they're not willing to put their money where their mouth is. And that's how you know even they don't believe in what they're preaching.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is we know that the political process, there's a systemic issue. And I was having this conversation with some people over the weekend. I said, you've got to hold in mind, and I've shared this with our audience before, but you got to know what is the most important thing for a politician on the Beltway. You know, when they come in and their first day in office and their orientation, you know, they start talking about the ideals, how they're there to serve their constituency, and they're told very quickly, oh, that's all nice, you know, that's warm and fuzzy, but the reality is job one is getting reelected. Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
You have got to get reelected. That's your value. So if you don't get reelected, you know, forget it. And so your constituency's issues are subordinate to getting reelected. This is why they get compromised, why Kissinger and the rest of them, because it's not about the people that he serves. It's about his political power, because that is the economy of the Beltway. That's the way the system works, which is antithetical to what the Founding Fathers designed. That's why they wanted to have citizen legislators, people that would come to, you know, the Beltway and then go back home and go to work and then come back to the Beltway. They never desired and designed a career path for politicians. But this is what these politicians have done, most of them being attorneys, so they've made it into a profession, but it was never intended to be that way. And this is why we got a big problem. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I mean, you're dead on. And what does it take to get elected? Because you're right. They want to stay elected because there's lots of money to be made. There's insider trading. You should see the stock movements with COVID and investing in the pharmaceutical companies that our congressmen and women have unfortunately been taking advantage of. But to get elected, you need money, and you need lots of money. It takes a lot of money to campaign. So where are you going to get that from? Who has that kind of money? Well, it's these big companies like Alphabet and, you know, Microsoft and Apple and Starbucks and Target and these bank, Deutsche Bank and all these big companies.
The problem, and what's their agenda?
Well, exactly. And they tell us what their agenda is. They tell us exactly what their agenda is, because they're owned by these financial asset managers like BlackRock. Bill, you and your audience, whenever I come on, I always talk about this, because this is politics. This is how politics is done. Our politicians need money, like you said, just to stay elected, because it's a career. So where do they get the money? They get it from these corporations who are owned by these financial asset managers like BlackRock, who are pushing the Great Reset. Because BlackRock's officially partnered with the World Economic Forum, who says by 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And by 2030, the U.S. will no longer be the world's leading superpower. So they're globalists. They want globalism. They want to be at the top of the pyramid with all of the power and all of the control. And you ask, well, how are they accomplishing it? They're accomplishing it because they have BlackRock as an official partner who own all of these companies who are paying the politicians. So that's the line. That's how you connect the dots from the World Economic Forum to all of these politicians, not just the leftist ones, but these rhinos too, like Dan Crenshaw. We were talking about it last week. This guy's a supposedly a Republican, but he's pushing that $40 billion in aid to the Russian-Ukraine conflict. But who's that going to benefit when we've got 6,000 veterans a year who are committing suicide? Who's that going to benefit? It's going to benefit Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, Honeywell, all of the military-industrial complex, who, by the way, according to financial election, according to government documents, all of those companies are who are paying Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw gets paid by the military-industrial complex. Of course he's pushing $40
billion. Of course.
It wouldn't matter where it's going. So all these politicians, left and right, are compromised, and the American people need to understand that if they love this country, the war is not about left and right anymore. It's about globalists versus America. That's the real battle right now.
It really is that clear. And you're right, John. People need to understand it because our republic is standing on this. We don't even quite understand the war that is at hand. I mean, it is a battle against good and evil. That has always been there. But you have to know how evil manifests itself, and it's manifesting itself in this manner. I mean, even God says about, you know, God is the arbiter of that which is fair. And he calls it out. He does not like things that are unfair. He doesn't like scales that are imbalanced. And this is what we're doing. He doesn't like death either. He's a life-giving God. And so all these issues right now, whether you're going to choose life or death, you're going to choose a balanced scale or an imbalanced scale, if you're going to cheat, you're going to lie and steal, all these things clearly are laws of God and nature, and we have been on an offense at every turn on this. And if we don't hit the reset button spiritually, John, and I said this years ago, that America, especially people of faith, have to hit the reset button, come back to God, re-embrace first principles. If not, look at, you know, God's will is going to be done. And you talk about pain, you know, that, you know, this chief executive officer for finance minister for Norwegian finance minister, you know, it's like you have no idea of pain. You know, you're just talking worldly pain. And God has the antidote for the pain. The pain that she's talking about is all temporal. That will come. It will go. The pain you don't want to deal with is the eternal pain. The one that will never go away, right?
And we're already at this one world order, like we just described with the World Economic Forum. It's already underway. They've already performed the economic coup. BlackRock already has $10 trillion in assets, more than the GDP of any country in the world, leaving out the U.S. and China. So they've already got this sort of one world order, this sort of one means of control. But what we know, reading the Bible as Christians, as you know, Bill, Revelation 17, that when that happens, like it says this, these are of one mind, talk about these kings and these rulers, and they hand over their power and authority to the beast, and you could think about this one world system as the beast. They will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. So God's going to win in the end. So if anything, you see this one world order, maybe be scared of it in a sense, have a fear of God in that, but then also understand that God's going to win in the end. So yourself on the winning side, put yourself on God's side.
There it is. There's the invitation, ladies and gentlemen. God says, come to me, and you truly will be free. John Fleetwood, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. Authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It is Memorial Day, a federal holiday in the United States for mourning the United States military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. The observance has been recognized since 1868. Authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska are reporting a mass casualty incident overnight where at least two people are dead and many others are believed to be injured after multiple vehicles crashed and rolled into a crowd of people. The incident occurred at the AmeriCruise event. Twitter user Elijah Herbal.
Oh my God!
Some people were reported to be underneath the crashed vehicles. The National Weather Service has now confirmed that tornadoes touched down in at least two locations in south-central Pennsylvania at the start of the weekend. Investigators have confirmed the presence of damage from funnel clouds in Lancaster and Franklin counties. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We remember Memorial Day and those that paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy today and the freedoms that are hanging in the balance. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Carrera is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher, whose award-winning program Ringside Politics airs nationally on Real America's Voice Network at americasvoice.news. Jeff, are you there?
Memorial Day to you, sir.
Oh, there he is.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, great to have you here. Jeff, what you wrote about recently has so much pertinence today, and that is that the police in the cities that they vowed to serve and protect are facing the toughest challenges in history. No doubt, after all in the last 2.5 years that law enforcement has had to endure, with the defunding of police, this movement to really compromise law enforcement to the degree that crime has now become the number three biggest issue for voters right now. Number three, and I got to think number three and rising. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, here in New Orleans, Bill, I mean, crime is through the roof. I mean, it was up in 2020, up in 2021. Now it's skyrocketing in 2022, and it's really that way across the country. And what I'm seeing is that ever since the George Floyd death, we've seen these calls to defund police, which has led to more resignations, more retirements, led to police forces that are even smaller. They're having a hard time recruiting. So if you don't have the adequate number of police and you've got a criminal justice system that doesn't work, you've got people getting released, not even getting convicted, not even getting imprisoned, more criminals and fewer police. And that is a horrible combination across the country. So it's a dangerous time. And looking at statistics, number of officer injuries and deaths are up. So it's a bad, bad situation for our police today.
And how are the people reacting to this, Jeff?
Well, I mean, I think people are scared. People are arming themselves. You have people here that go through training because they know that they're going to have to defend themselves against these criminals that are
exactly
really just roaming the streets in greater numbers. So it's a it's a dangerous situation. And every weekend, every holiday weekend like this one, you look and you see the numbers of murders and violent crimes just escalate big time. So it's going on across the country. It's really a troubling time for police. And I've also had on my program a gentleman who does what he can to try to get police the equipment they need to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's
Michael,
not enough.
Yeah,
not enough of it out there, Bill.
No, you're exactly right. And training is a huge issue. And I appreciate. Let me say this about the patriots of America who are out there that see that they have to arm themselves. And of course, what came out really clear in Uvalde is here's a school, and you would think. You know, it's not like all of a sudden, Jeff, we've had school shootings. School shootings have taken place. I don't know if you, I mean, I Googled this the other day. I said, and I thought, okay, when was the first school shooting that happened? And there's this list of school shootings going back to 1700s and 1800s, 1900s. I mean, every decade, I mean, there were school shootings that were done. Now, are we just stupid or what? We just can't learn how to protect our kids? I mean, has this death culture permeated our worldview to such a degree that we think kids don't need to be protected, but we'll protect the elites, we'll make sure their kids are protected, we'll make sure our government officials are protected, but our most precious resource, the kids, we're going to leave them unprotected in gun safe zones, which is the most idiotic thing that, common sense tells you that these perpetrators who go out and they want to do massive destruction, they're not going to go in a place where people are armed up or the chances of them getting shot back, that's commonsensical. Even these nutcases, they know better than that. That's why in Aurora, the gunmen particularly picked out that theater because it was a gun safe theater, supposedly. Well, gun safe for the perpetrator, but not for the victims, right?
And Bill, those are great points. And you look at the areas that have strict gun control, Chicago, New York, California. They have rampant crime, violence that is increasing. The number of deaths in Chicago every weekend, mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't work. I mean, taking away gun rights, instituting this gun control is not going to keep a criminal away from getting a gun. It's just going to make those that are law-abiding unprotected.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson, I think, of all this gun control nonsense. And your other point about taking care of our kids and securing our kids is very important to me, because it seems like, we have a priority on bureaucrats and government buildings. And, if you go through there, you're going to have to go through all these layers of security.
Right.
But our schools are open. Our school doors are open. I mean, we don't have security there like this school in Uvalde. Where was the security? Why was the door open in that case?
Exactly.
So a lot of questions.
Well, this is, again, there's just not enough training and enough drills that you can go through. I know that when I was a kid growing up during the Cold War, we had to jump under desks and, go through all these, regular safety measures, and just in case something would happen. Well, nowadays, schools have to, on a regular basis, sadly, be prepared for this type of incursion. And, and a teacher, I don't know, I don't know the name of the teacher, if it was one of the teachers that maybe, was shot and killed, who left the door open. But, I mean, this stuff is all very bizarre. Why would a door be left open? Why would a young man come up with, how was he able to come up with this kind of money to buy, a couple of $1,000s worth of guns and ammo?
Right.
This is all bizarre, Jeff.
And then you have to ask the question, why did it take so long for the police to go in there and get this guy? Mm. I mean, what in the world kept them from going in there immediately and trying to protect those lives? I'm finding out today that 45 minutes after the shooting started, 9 of these students who were killed were still alive.
Right.
thank goodness for the Border Patrol tactical unit that went in there and got the job done. But, you know, they had to wait for a janitor to open the door. You can't tell me that there couldn't have been another way to get in there.
Exactly. No, it's absurd. Jeff, you and I would have been shot by the police because we would not have stood and allowed our kids to be there in a barrel to be, to be shot like that.
Some of the parents were tased. Some of them were handcuffed. Some of them were arrested. And they were doing what they could do to try to save their kids. I don't blame any of these parents
exactly.
who were outraged by what happened.
Yeah. No, this is... and we should know better. I mean, we're not that stupid, that we would allow this kind of insanity to take place. They're going to, probably... I don't know if we'll ever know the real truth about this, Jeff, but we know what we know right now is enough for us to take measures that make sense to make sure that every school is protected, that you have teachers that have concealed carry permits, that there are people there.
Right, exactly.
I am one to have a couple of officers on. You've got vets right now that are looking for work. I'll tell you, vets would probably even do it, for free, but they deserve their payment. That would show up and be like marshals on an airplane, nondescript. You don't know who they are until you know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't necessarily need people in uniform. Go ahead. We got 40 seconds left.
It would give some of these vets a purpose. It would allow them to serve their country again in a very admirable way. But most importantly, it would protect these children that in many cases are unprotected. So we've got to change our thinking about how to protect our children and get away from this whole crazy nonsense of gun-free zones. That makes them more vulnerable. So hopefully those are the lessons we can learn from this. Protect our children and protect these school buildings from these madmen.
Well, this is something
out there.
Yeah, this is something that has to be done by we the people, Jeff, because them, the politicians, they don't seem to know. Jeff Carrera, thank you, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there, along with the archive, the entire archive of all these great expert guests that we bring on every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And they're right there for you to download and listen as a podcast, share with your family and friends, and, you know, increase your knowledge. Because that is what our hope is that it's not about 8-second sound bites here. We want to make sure that you have the facts as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. My good friend Adam Holtz is with us. He's the director for Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Talk about culture, family-friendly movies, streaming DVDs, all those things that you need to know for your family. Adam, you know, I was thinking about it today, that there ought to be a resource to... you know, kind of evaluate the Peloton instructors. You know, do you have you Peloton? Do you Peloton at all?
I do not. If I Peloton more, perhaps I wouldn't catch viruses as often as I do.
You are a magnet for some reason. You know, they love you.
It's been a bad go, let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, we're praying that God's hedge of protection would be about you. You've had enough of this. We've got to reinforce your immunity system, pal, so that you can do whatever you can to overcome this. I know your children keep trying to, you know, bring these bugs into you to kind of fortify your resistance here, but we need to do something a little bit more special for you, I think, you know.
Well, I feel like I'm auditioning for gravelly-voiced villains in movies, but...
Well, that's what it is. Maybe after all is said and done, you know, what the evil one meant for bad, you know, God makes for good, you know. That could be a new opportunity for you. Not that we want to steal you away from Focus on the Family or anything like that. We need you in that position, no doubt about it. But, yeah, this is, you know, where we are right now. I was just thinking about you today because... You know, I've been Pelotoning it. My kids, my daughter in Hawaii and my son and daughter-in-law in California, and my other son, my youngest son, have access to Pelotons. And, you know, and it's a great deal. And where I'm living at now, I have access to a Peloton, and it's a lot of fun. The only challenge I have is the instructors, because I have no background on the instructors until all of a sudden you hear them talk and say things and use words that you'd rather not want to hear. And it's like I just want to be able to, you know, write somebody and say, hey, can you kind of give me a lineup here of people who are, you know, believe in God, that, you know, believe in traditional values that I can ride my bike with and that I don't have to feel like I need to be indoctrinated with, you know, with their agenda.
Well, you would think you could ride a bike without being indoctrinated, but apparently
yes,
you would be wrong.
Well, no, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, I could turn it off and just, And I thought about that, and that's a good point, that because there are, you know, as you're riding the bike, you do get promptings of, you know, to up the resistance and to your, you know, for your speed also, that you're cognizant of your speed as well. But, you know, and I could listen to, you know, Christian music. I don't necessarily need to listen, you know, to their music. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I thought, wow, you know, there needs to be some evaluation of this because, you know, on the surface, the whole Peloton idea, I think it has veracity and can be a value for all people. You know, like you say, we build up our immune system and our conditioning. You know, God wants us to protect our body, mind, and spirit to be exercised and worked out, you know, for His glory. And, you know, this is part of it. But, you know, we may end up having to, you know, if they continue this way, I may have to throw the Peloton bike in the direction of Disney and all those things that want to be antithetical to my faith values. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, unfortunately. And I think, you know, it just is a reminder we've got to be vigilant in just paying attention to the ideas that the world is throwing at us and that, mm-hmm. we're even having those ideas shake in places that we wouldn't expect. And more we're seeing that with children's programming and just all kinds of stuff. So even though it's kind of annoyingly funny that you have to deal with it there, it's just, you know, it's another reminder that we have to stay vigilant.
Well, Adam, I know it sounds crazy for some people, but the fact of the matter is that we have been promoting a culture of death for a long time. And we're paying the price for it. You just cannot kill 63 million babies and counting. And that's a very conservative number. We're not even counting the babies that have been killed via abortifacients, right? And I think there was one doctor who said that today 40% of the babies that are aborted are mail order aborted. You know, so these are people who are getting the prescription by mail order and aborting their children that we don't know about. But he says that 40% of the abortions today are via mail order. Can you believe that?
Yeah. That's paired with a deep naivete or a willful naivete about the wickedness of man, you know. Mm-hmm. In the wake of this horrible, horrible shooting in Texas, you know, there's this idea that, well, if you could just control the guns better, this wouldn't happen. And we could have a conversation about what reasonable gun control looks like or doesn't look like. But the issue is not ultimately gun control. It's the fact that there is evil in the world. And we can't legislate it out, but there's just a deep naivete or, you know, just a desire to seize control might be a more realistic take on that.
Well, the fact of the matter is that, you know, John Adams said our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And we right. have stepped away. We've become amoral. And this is the price you pay. And you think it's guns. It's not. This is about the hearts of men. And until you're ready to address that issue, and the government is ill-prepared to do that, especially a government that wants to deny God, right? So,
right.
you know, here, the very solution is the very thing that they are against and deny. So what do you right. expect? I mean, no, it's not going to happen.
That's exactly
for people right. of faith. For people of faith and you know, people in our audience, Adam, and, you know, with Focus on the Family and all the network connections that we have, they get this. They understand. And, you know, I said this morning again that people of faith need to hit the reset button. You know, they're talking about the World Economic Forum and this new reset button that everybody has to hit somehow. That's so fashionable. But the real reset button is the reset button that turns us back to God, turns us back to yeah. first principles that can truly bring peace to our land, heal our land while there is time. It, God willing. I mean, we may just continue to kick against the goads and miss opportunities where revival could take place, all because we want our own spoiled brat way. But we're going to end up paying that price, are we not?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So,
yeah.
So again, this is what is before us this day. I mean, it's life and death. It's that constant crossroads that the Bible brings you to and says what stands before you today is life and death. And in case you're confused, it even gives you the, I love when the Bible, you know, poses the question and gives you the answer, right? You know,
right, exactly.
So don't be confused. You know, hey, life and death is before you, but hey, let me tell you the best answer. Here's life. That's what you want to choose, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Top Gun is the biggest movie at the week at the theater this weekend. And,
yeah.
You know, there's no perfect movie, but holy cow, it feels like the throwback to simpler times where it's pretty much good versus evil. And we've got heroes, and we've got people who are willing to make that sacrifice on our behalf. And that seems like a great message on Memorial Day. It's not perfect. There's some profanity, but it's a feel-good movie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself. You've had a chance to see it, and you know, which is excellent because I love the first Top Gun, and there was, you know, there was some stuff there, and I got in trouble because I had shared it with my son. And again, see, this is how casual you can be and not even realize it. But there is that scene, you know, where Goose is upside down and he flips the bird to the Russian pilot, right? Well. You know, and you see that and you really don't think it's that much of an offense until your 5-year-old kid is called out from class and brings the parents in, brought me in, and said, we want you to be aware that your son flipped off a classmate. I said, what? Flipped off a classmate? And the thing was is that his mother, bless her heart, at times can... You know, she's pretty good at sign language. And I thought for sure that she was the responsible culprit. And so I'm sitting there in all my disdain and self-righteousness before my son saying, I cannot believe that you did this. Who taught you this? And I'm sure he's going to say, well, you know, that woman that God gave me, your mother, my mother, you know, something like that. And he goes, Top Gun. Oh, my God. It was like a David moment. It was like, oh, here I am, ready to render righteous, self-righteous judgment. And the prophet comes before me and says, that's you. You're the guy. Yeah. You're the one.
No, that's exactly right. And I'm thankful to report this movie doesn't have probably as many problems as the first one did. So, again, not perfect, but... one that's worth checking out, our full review at plugin.com.
Yeah. Probably still not prudent for a 5-year-old, you would think?
No, not 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Not 5-year-old.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But it will still open the conversation, like you said, because it brings us back to that never-ending theme and a theme that we're living with today, and that's the battle between good and evil, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And what it takes to combat evil, and it takes bravery and courage and a willingness to sacrifice.
Yeah. And never, 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 never give up. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, the one and only Adam Holtz. Adam, thank you, pal. Appreciate it. Be well, my friend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.